Now let's move on here, verse 4. He says, O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is like a morning cloud, and like the early dew it goeth away. Now, God says this as if he is just a little bit confused. He's frustrated. Well, what am I going to do with you? I love you, but you continue on in sin, and I'm going to have to judge you. You see, it puts God on the horns of a dilemma. A judgment is a strange work of God. He wants to save, not judge. But when people keep turning away from God, then the day comes when he has to judge them. Now, these people were religious, but you see, they had no knowledge of God, and they were far from God. May I again bring this up today? We today have a lot of religion, and I'm opposed to religion today. But here in a newspaper where the editor permits people to write in their viewpoint, and someone wrote, the editor here, he says, in today's society, religion has outlasted its usefulness. Man at long last has outgrown the necessity for this opiate. No longer does he have to explain the unknown with folk tales and the worship of a superior being. In a complex society such as ours, religion can only mute and cloud the mind. Religion blurs and distorts important details and information, interferes with important decisions, and promotes bigotry and prejudice. Now is the time for humanity to discard this mental blindfold. And I'm going to say something that'll startle you. I agree with that. I wish we could get rid of religion today. And somebody answered that, and they did it so much better than I could. Let me read what they wrote, and the editor published it. It says in response to the April 26 letter entitled, Religion Termed Mental Blindfold, I agree with Mr. So-and-so about the effects of religion. For religion is man's attempt to reach God through his own efforts. I have never been a religious man. But about 4 years ago, something happened that has really changed my life. I invited Jesus Christ to take control of my life and accepted the fact that I cannot reach God by myself, but that he has made a relationship with him possible through his Son, Jesus Christ. Since that commitment, I have grown increasingly aware of my social responsibility and have grown to love and accept myself and other people regardless of age, race, creed, or color. And I don't think you could improve upon that. And I appreciate the person in San Diego who sent that to me, by the way. And it's so applicable in a situation like this. People today say, out with religion. I say, fine, let's sweep it out the back door. And let's let Jesus Christ, the light of the world, shine in. That's the important thing, you see. Now, these people, they were going through religion. They were religious. But their goodness was like a morning cloud. It's just all form, ritual, and ceremony. And like the early dew, it goeth away. And that's all in the world that their religion was. And a great many people today, they wear religion like you'd wear some loose-fitting garment, something you can put on and take off at any time. Well, that's the thing that God's condemning them for. They were religious, but they didn't know God. And they had never had really a transforming experience. And I personally, though in this first letter that I read here, I don't appreciate the assumption of a writer like this that he has in his little crowd of liberals today have a monopoly on intellectualism, and they have a monopoly on all the brains of the world. The fact of the matter is, if you want to weigh brains, there just have been about as much on one side as the other. Even today, it's about equally balanced. There was a time when it was all on the side of the Word of God. That, of course, is not true today. But I do think it's pretty well balanced today. So this assumption that we've reached a high intellectual level and we can get rid of God, my friend, that's the problem. Religion has kept a great many people from knowing God.